They're poised to strike. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. The words of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who believes Russia could invade Ukraine at any time.
If you look at the stance that he is in today, it's apparent that he has made a decision and that they're moving into the right positions to be able to conduct an attack.
While speaking in Lithuania, Secretary Austin assured that country, along with Estonia and Latvia, that they wouldn't be on their own if they face security threats from Russia. Russian forces have Ukraine surrounded on three sides.
New satellite images show Russian forces deploying more air power near Ukraine with fighter jets and attack helicopters. Pentagon officials telling Fox News Putin now has 120 to 125 battalion tactical groups amassed along the border, with 40 to 50% of troops moved into attack positions, meaning they're within striking distance of Ukraine.
Fox's Griff Jenkins on the ground in eastern Ukraine. Fox's Trey Yingst was forced to flee artillery fire. On the domestic front, the government is still running.
The three-week continuing resolution extending government funding through March 11th has now been signed by President Biden. The measure buys more time for congressional leaders to finalize a long-term spending bill to run through the rest of the fiscal year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The House approved the bill last week, and the Senate okayed it Thursday after narrowly defeating Republican amendments aimed at stripping funding tied to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Boston's vaccine mandate for certain indoor spaces has been rescinded to the relief of many residents.
It's definitely been inconvenient because sometimes like people would not have their vaccination cards with them.
New infections and hospitalizations in Boston are both down. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Fox News.
No let-up at our southern border, where migrant apprehensions are soaring. According to federal officials, during the first 4 months of fiscal year 2021, there were about 296,000 migrant encounters. During that same period for 2022, there were more than 672,000. That's an increase of 126%. Meantime, the Supreme Court plans to hear arguments on White House efforts to scrap an immigration policy put in place by former President Trump.
Justices agreed Friday to hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings forcing it to reinstate Remain in Mexico. It compels asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. Arguments will take place in April, with a decision expected by late June. President Biden suspended the program on his first day in office. But after a Republican-led state sued, a federal judge ordered the policy put back in place, and a three-judge appeals court panel agreed. Tom Brigati, Fox News.
Staying in Mexico, there's reason for avocado lovers to celebrate.
An avocado ban south of the border threatened to leave many lovers of the green fruit between a guac and a hard place. But Friday, the U.S. Embassy in Mexico announced that a ban on imports had been lifted. Earlier this week, the flow of avocados from Mexico had been halted after an American safety inspector received a threat on his official cell phone. This after he raised safety concerns. The U.S. Embassy reports Mexico will be enacting measures to keep U.S. inspectors free from violence. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Another sure sign of inflation, Burger King is removing the iconic Whopper sandwich from its discount menu. The chain's parent company is also planning to raise prices across the board to offset higher costs and staffing challenges. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.